This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Inderjeet Sukhram. INDARJEET SUKHRAM. Date of birth 04/30/1957. Date of appointment June 11, 2025. Requesting physician V. Rao Valetti, VRAOVOLETI. Dear Dr. Valetti, I have the pleasure of seeing Inderjeet Sukhram today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 68-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who had a stroke on March 30th, 2024. He was at Guyana at that time. Wife brought him here. In the USA, he went to the St. Peter Hospital and then transferred to the Albany Medical Center, where he stayed 20 days. He developed some brain swelling. Then he went to the Sunnyview Hospital for 3 months. He cannot walk. His left side is weak. He's taking Eliquis 5 milligram 2 times daily, aspirin 81 milligram PO daily, and Atorvastatin 40 milligram PO daily. He cannot stand. He can feed himself. He can shave himself. He can speak. He needs help for shower. He got shot in the shoulder. He has some voluntary movement of the right leg. Past medical history. Past medical history, type 2 diabetes mellitus, stroke, hypercholesterolemia, history of supraventricular tachycardia, essential hypertension, vitamin D deficiency, past surgical history, CABG, pacemaker, defibrillator, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, metformin, metoprolol, lisinopril, vitamin D, aspirin 81 milligram, Alogliptin, Mucinex, Finasteride, Metoprolol, Eliquis 5 milligram 2 times daily, Levofloxacin, Atorvastatin 80 milligram, Cyclobenzaprine, Januvia, Baclofen, Socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, is married, live with his wife, have one kid, family history, mother deceased due to heart problem, father deceased. Due to liver cirrhosis and alcohol issue, two sisters, four brothers. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having left-sided weakness. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound, present nexopal, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinusitis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria on the right side. No pronator drift. Motor system examination, strength right sided 5 over 5, left sided 0 over 5, plantar responses are flexor, deep tender reflexes, right sided 2 over 4, left sided 3 over 4. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Patient is in a wheelchair. Assessment and plan, 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, stroke, right side in. Number two, left hemiplegia. Number three, tics in the right leg. Next paragraph. I advised him to keep on taking Eliquis 5 mg PO2 time daily, aspirin 81 mg PO daily, atorvastatin, the importance of good control of diabetes and good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. Right leg movement are voluntary and can be stopped by diverting the attention. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months.